David Betts.
All right, Mike, pretty polarizing season for you this year. Like you just said, I don't see you or I see you, and you've won. You started up front, but that's only because of the bad luck you've had. And last week, from what I've read a little bit, maybe it wasn't just necessarily bad luck.
Well, it wasn't, but there was only a few laps left. The car wasn't that great last week, even, and I couldn't see wrecking it. We're spending more hours. We already spent a ton of hours on it 2 weeks ago, and we spent six nights on it this week. So if the car was so good last week, why do we have to spend six nights? Actually, seven, because I was there this morning for 3 hours. But the car is on a rail. My guys, they worked their butts off this week, again, and last week. I mean, it helps to start up front, but luckily everything worked out pretty good.
Usually you don't say it's on a rail. You say, hey, it ran pretty good, but it needs a little improvement here and there. Do you see any improvement at this point, or do you feel like this is it? I don't want to touch it, other than regular maintenance.
Well, it's on a rail on the low side, but it's still, we're still trying to get it to run a little better on the outside. It's still a little bit scary out there. We're trying a few different things. We tried a couple things last week. It didn't really work. And hopefully we'll get a little bit better for the outside.
Would you like to maybe win one of these from starting in the back so you have those opportunities to go around the outside and work the inside? But then again, the flip side of that is you got to deal with the other cars, too, getting in the way and spinning out and fighting for the same spots you're in.
Well, I don't mind coming from the back. Mind they don't wreck it. It's just working on it. It's getting old. I just, too many hours into it. And I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Any close calls for you tonight?
Yeah, Cameron bent my wing all up there. I apparently can't see the passing flag. I don't know. But luckily the caution come out and I didn't have to deal with it. But other than that, it was pretty good, easy.
Yeah, I was going to say that one caution, actually it was Matt, your teammate. I don't want to say he saved you, but Andrew was coming on strong because of the lap traffic.
Yeah, lap traffic, I don't know if they didn't see the passing flag or what, but I had a close call going outside it. I think it was the 14. He pushed me up in like the third groove there, but then I got him, then tried to go under Cameron, and he'd come back down and caught my wing. And luckily, everything worked out.
Who would you like to thank, Mike, for your win tonight?
Oh, I thank Denise for giving me a great car. My wife for putting up with me every night in the garage, and especially my crew, because say we've been in the garage every night this week, to 9, 10 o'clock, mostly 10 o'clock. They just, I think the sponsors, Millennium Music, Ranzo, if anybody needs a DJ, give them a call. Maze, anybody needs a Melanesian motel, need a steak, give them a call. And Premier Landscaping, and everybody, Dan, Denny, and the guys in the garage, Jim and them guys, they come over and help me, you know, and help out. We just like to thank everybody that pitched in.
Perhaps a few less hours this week?
I hope so. Hopefully we don't find nothing wrong with it this week.